steps up. Jumps over the defenders to pick up the first. Now, how many quarterbacks have you ever seen hurdle anyone?
Nobody.
That might be a first.
Oh, my goodness. What's this?
This is a freak play.
Oh, okay.
No way.
Happy trails, as they used to say on PTI, maybe still do, to Anthony Barr.
I mean, this is cruel. This is cruel.
You get jumped over.
The man was a four-time Pro Bowler and just had a 10-year career. He says so long, and all of the internet right now is like, hey, remember the time you got jumped over?
He was the first victim.
He was the first victim.
Josh Allen jumping over people.
Poor Anthony Barr.
Anthony Barr.
Mm-hmm. Now, right. How was he supposed to know? We didn't know that was in there.
No, that's right.
Nobody knew that he was about to do anything like that.
We found out that day.
We found out together with Anthony Barr, and yet he's the one who's going to get mocked.
That was also the second most impressive play from Allen in that game.
The second most impressive? He did like a Superman dive for a touchdown, right?
A full-on Superman dive with the ball out like Cam Newton. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
That game, they rolled. Diggs is on that Minnesota team, right?
Yes.
There's a Jason Kroom touchdown in that game where he's wide open.
Total coverage bust, yep.
Bills were 17 point dogs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Best game of that year? Easily, right? Most fun game of that year?
What year is that?
2018, Allen's rookie year. Gotta be.
Yeah, 2019 was the full coming out party.
No, not quite. Like, they make the playoffs, but Allen's not great yet. He's fine. He's good. He's fine.
Isn't 2019 where they have the games against the Rams?
No, it's 20.
That's 2020?
2020. 2019, it's like, Allen's pretty good, but we're not all the way there yet. They're a playoff team. He loses his mind in the Houston playoff game.
Yeah.
2020 is, okay, this dude is, like, a superstar.
Yeah. His rookie season, so Vikings 27-6. The next week, they lost 22-0. Then they beat the Titans.
Green Bay?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Allen goes out with the injury. They don't score any touchdowns. Matt Barkley went in, right, in New York against the Jets, or is that an Allen game?
I'll have to pull that. There's a Peterman game in that season against Chicago.
41-9.
The infamous Hail Mary at the end of the first half that he decides to take off.
He ran.
60 yards.
He ran.
Oh, he was such a gift. Still playing. He's on Atlanta.
Good for him.
It's incredible.
So, story from the college football world and ESPN. The ESPN and ACC are going to be airing booth reviews live with audio. This fall, the ACC and its longtime television partner are rolling out a new initiative, bringing fans directly into the replay booth. Oh, it's just what I've always wanted. Starting this season. This is from awfulannouncing.com and via David Teal of the Virginian Pilot. Friday night ACC games and ACC Network's primetime Saturday broadcasts will let viewers hear the real-time deliberations between the on-field referee, the press box replay official, and the league's command center.
Uh-huh.
More. They tested this late last year, and they kind of thought, like, wait a minute. What if... And according to Teal, the idea surfaced during a routine ACC ESPN production meeting. Someone posed a simple question. What if ESPN rules analyst Matt Austin could actually hear the officials' conversations during replay reviews and explain them to the audience in real time? So again,
is this because there were Miami last
year?
Yes,
there's a Hail Mary play.
There were a couple of games I feel like where everyone was accusing the ACC of propping up Miami with calls to get them in the playoff.
I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only one, but just look at what has happened to your consciousness here. The rules of analysts exist to say to you. Mm-hmm. As you watch 1 foot come down in bounds, say, you know, guys, I only see 1 foot. Oh, thanks, Matt. Now, the concept is, what if a rules analyst could hear the conversations of the official and the replay and tell you what it means? So now, I'll get an official saying, yeah, you know, I'm not seeing a conclusive ruling here. And then the rules analyst will say, folks, he's saying he doesn't see a conclusion. Oh yeah,
we are still going to get the rules analyst?
Yes.
Because to me, the rules analyst, if I was getting the rules analyst replaced with what we're hearing from the rules officials, that would be better to me. That would be better. I don't want this guy deciphering what they're talking about. Give me, instead of him talking for 20 seconds, I would rather have the actual conversation for 20 seconds and then the play-by-play and color guy talk about it after. But if I'm getting the real conversation, and then I'm still getting the rules analyst,
who's going to deliberate?
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Well, it's all ridiculous, because just like Dean Blandino in the XFL, nobody actually gets anything out of this that's any good. You are still going to hate the call. Now what you're going to have is four people discussing the call that you think should be overturned, and they're going to tell you why they didn't overturn it, and you're still going to be mad. You're probably going to be more mad about it.
I was going to say, the only time it'll ever be interesting is if you hear a screw-up. On I'm thinking of, like, there's a soccer example of this, because they have this in the Premier League, like, after the fact, where they'll tell you the VAR conversations. A couple years ago, there was a Liverpool game where there was a goal that the ref had overturned on offsides, and the VAR conversation was, hey, that's actually a good goal. And, like, they reviewed it, good goal. The ref misunderstood and thought he said no goal, so he started the play back up.
Yeah.
No goal. And then right after you hear the VAR go, oh, no, wait, no, it's a goal. And they're like, oh, it's too late.
Right.
And that caused,
we can't just put a number on the
board.
But
what did that do? That just caused a circus after the fact. I got 10 times more mad because now I know, like, what happened there.
Right.
And that's the only time it'll ever be interesting.
I think that's the only time. The other scenario could be interesting.
I mean,
is if they're discussing it and then they go to the rules analyst, and the rules analyst's like, guys, that's not the rule.
Oh, like he goes, like, but yeah. Man, those guys do not step out.
Guys,
like that.
That's not the rule.
Those analysts do not step out.
Can
like
a rules analyst possibly, again, when they bring a rules analyst on for a often completely worthless 30 seconds of analysis, they're just saying, like, it's really close, guys. I guess they don't see XYZ. Now that rules analyst is going to say, well, I mean, you heard it. He said they don't see XYZ. I did.
Well, let's play this out, because really this is the version, this is the ACC's version of the refs help the Chiefs, right? Like Miami for them last year was this. Like, Miami was top of the conference. They were in a playoff spot. And it's like the ACC wants Miami in the playoff. And so all the other ACC teams, I remember Eric Wood talking about this with him before one of the Bills games last year. He's the Louisville guy. Like, oh yeah, they're giving Miami the calls. And it was hard to argue. Like, they were some ridiculous calls. That's the Chiefs. So let's play it out. This is in the NFL, last year in the AFC Championship game. How do we think it goes? They're reviewing Allen's QB sneak. How do we think it goes? They're going to go to the booth, and then what are we going to hear?
I don't see conclusive evidence that he made the line to gain. And then what do we do?
And there probably is more talking about it than that. Like, would you get one guy going, he might be passed. The other guy, like, I don't know if he is.
That's worse.
And then they go, well, I guess it's inconclusive.
Imagine if it's a vote, 3-1. Wait, that guy saw.
Oh man, you mentioned voting in the these calls.
It's worse. Every further step we go into more replay and more finger quotes transparency is worse. We do not want this, but we're gonna get it. Do not want.
I will say I would rather have this than the rules analyst. I don't want both. I guess if I could have none of them, I'd probably take none of them. But if I'm going to get one thing, I'd rather have the 20 seconds of what's going on in the replay booth rather than the rules analyst guessing at what's going on in the replay booth. I'd rather have that.
Scott writes into me, I'd love this for the NHL. I have a deep distrust for how they do things and love transparency there.
There, I think you would get on a nightly basis them looking like fools. So well, I would like that too.
It would just be, listen, we don't even need this. If you want to, just call me, and I'll say, oh, yeah, hey, yeah, oh, hold on, turn the game on, flip on the channel. Yeah, the guy didn't see enough evidence to overturn it. Thanks, bye. That's the whole thing. This isn't mysterious.
It's just the pool report that we get after that's useless,
Why didn't they overchange it? They didn't think they had to. They didn't think there was enough. What did they see out there? Not the thing you wanted them to see. It's still just... Yeah. Except now it's just all these voices. And these delays, aren't they going to go longer? Aren't they going to feel like, let's have a conversation? We're not keeping people
in the dark. No, they won't do it as an act.
No, it's no longer keeping people in the dark. Now it's, hey, we're on camera. We're going to make sure we talk over every single possible point of this. We're going to make sure they know we're thorough. These will be 4-minute delays.
No, they're not going to be. They're going to be the same thing. They're putting a mic in, right? You think they're going to be forcing conversation because they know they're on television?
Now that they know they are mic'd up, now that they know this is being part of the broadcast, yes. Yes.
I don't know. That part I might be skeptical of. That we're going to get long. They're not going to want longer delays. Unless it's presented by blank.
Oh.
This rules conversation. This replay review was presented by Duke's Mayo.
You don't think every one of those officials out there dreams of being the next Gene Steratore? You too could be on every single NFL broadcast. Shout out Gene Steratore. All right.
Don't watch the ACC this year.
I mean,
that's tough for you.
It is.
Is this just the ACC games on ESPN?
Yes, in like primetime windows.
But most of their games are on ESPN, and there's ACC Network, which isn't that run by ESPN also?
Yeah.
So basically, that's all your Syracuse games this year.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Extendo Sports and then Sal's Up with the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We're out at training camp tomorrow. Two more days of camp left at St. John Fisher. Then they break camp to come back to Buffalo to start the preseason. Jeremy and Joe, Extendo Sports coming up on WGR.